Greetings and welcome to Radio Augstein. I'm your host, the Augster, part of the Info Underground. Today's date is Friday, the 8th of February 2008. Nice to be back doing a show. I've taken a few weeks off. I've gone my separate ways from Conspiracy Central, as some of you would be well aware of. Maybe my reasoning, probably not all that well knowing, but leaving with no hard feelings. Basically, there was a change in direction of the board at the end of part of last year, and then it completely changed over the Christmas New Year period, which kind of put me off the board, and I reacted to that. Gave Mike a quick call when he was driving, and I just Mike knows I'm not going to drag in any stuff myself. Mike is it's our little chastens that remain private. Basically, there was too much infighting for me. I put in a lot of effort into Conspiracy Central, whether it was the tracker or the forums, over the last 3 years. And it just wasn't worth it. I mean, it just wasn't going the way I want to go. Some people want to go and research no planes and bullshit, and I'd rather the board move forward to a very hardline anti-Zionist stance, which doesn't please everyone, including the Gnostics and whatever. Hey, my opinion, it's the way I wanted to go, and that's basically what I pushed for. Didn't work out in the end, so no hard feelings, but I just, you know, like to make a couple of quick points and just clear up if anyone has, a lot of shit that has been going on the boards. You notice since I split from the board, I haven't gone re-signed up again and started causing shit like some other users that we've had, Buffoon or whatever his name is, come back and causing shite and crying until he was let back in, which he shouldn't have been, in my opinion. I didn't go on, and delete all the tracker. I mean, I had access to everything. I didn't go on delete PayPal account. And when I first joined the forums, it was about 5,000 members on the tracker. I'm leaving. There were six. Not on the tracker. I'm not leaving. I'm still considering myself an uploader. If Mike, decides to unblock some of my IPs that he blocked, I'll remain an uploader and whatever goals I like to release our work. Part of this Info Underground, a new project that we're working on, more details to follow. I won't really go into it tonight, but there will be more details to follow, I presume, over the weekend. I'm happy with what I was part of. We built up a new forum from scratch, and we built up to 11,000 members. As I said, there's 4,000 or 5,000 members on the tracker. I'm leaving. There's up to about 65,000, which is phenomenal growth in a little over 2 years. I'm fairly happy with that. Actually, I had a chat with Mike this morning. I mean, I have no hard feelings. I mean, Michael has to deal with his new Scottish root admin. not going to be my problem. I'm sure Michael will address that, and he'll do it. He'll do what he has to do. Unless he calls me a goof again, I'll just go over to Kanistan and kick his fucking ass. But otherwise, myself and Mike, as far as I'm concerned, I'm no grudges. I know people are interested in hearing some of the dirties and whatever. I know a lot of stuff about Mike and the forums and the tracker and whatever, and it will remain private the way it was supposed to be. Best of luck to Mike. I'm not like we won't cross each other again. It's very important to me. The forums, not that important to me. Mike can look after them, and whoever is new admin and new team is going to be. What I have to say is conspiracycentral.net, :6969, the tracker is absolutely super important to the alternative movement. You might not like everything you download there, but at least there's a wide variety of stuff, whether it be radio shows, videos, books and whatever, from different points of view, some you like and some you won't like. I mean, there's such a selection there. Basically about 4,500 active torrents at any one time, and as the number is building up, presume shortly you'll be up to about 5,000. As I said, we've lost the comments and the link thing, Michael sorted out, but as of today, the 8th of February, I'm an uploader and a tracker user, and I don't have any rights. I don't, if the tracker goes down, no point in sending me emails, and so I can go and have a look at it or whatever. So anyway, that's enough about my split from Conspiracy Central. Might not have been the best possible way of doing it. I just had to react the way I did, and it's over and done with for me. More luck to you if you only go, people are coming back and going on about no planers and this, that, and the other. Gone, finished with that. Do not want to waste my time. As I said, we are working on a new project, more details to come, and it'll be an anti-Zionist forum. More related, more of a sister site to wakeupfromyourslumber.com rather than Conspiracy Central. More people that actually see a Zionist conspiracy in the world, see how the money changers, the bankers actually do run the world. If you see it or you don't, check it out. As I said, more information this weekend on the project, onwards as we go. So that's the end of that. Move on to my little one. I posted one this morning on Wake Up From Your Slumber and on our new project about the famous Jimmy Hoffa, and the quote went, and I was a bit skeptical when I read it. It said Jimmy Hoffa was a Zionist, I said okay, but it came from the Jewish Times in Baltimore, so it was a Jewish publication, and the article was actually was fairly interesting. It goes, I'll just read a little bit of it. A little known chapter in the life of legendary Teamster leader is about to come to light in a tribute planned on the 13th of February, when the American Friends of Yitzhak Rabin Center will have a commemorative dinner, and the former president Bill Clinton will address them. This is for Jimmy Hoffa, the mafia gangster, the Teamster, convicted several times in all sorts of hooky deals. And later in the month will be a memorial to Hoffa, and will be dedicated at the Rabin Center in actual Tel Aviv, Israel. So this guy, the mysterious guy that disappeared, it goes on. Not that many people are aware of Hoffa's involvement with the early Zionist state. The struggle's going on. Apparently he was very impressed by other people he met in the trade union movement that were very sympathetic to Israel. Now, I wonder who these people were. Obviously, there were Irish Catholics that pushed him. This is in the early 40s and whatever, so building up to independence, independence if you want to call that, in 1948. They were not only fighting for working people, but fighting for independence, James Hoffa told the JTA, adding that his father was influenced by Israel's struggle against the British and the Arabs. He became involved and in facilitating arms for the struggle. Now, facilitating is another word for smuggling, but that's what he was. He was a gangster. The guy was an absolute gangster. Now, a lot of people don't know that Hoffa, he held a dinner to raise money, and he did that in 1955. He raised a phenomenal amount of money, $300,000, which was for an orphanage in Israel. Now, in the following year, 1956, he actually went to Israel to have a look at this orphanage that he built, and then the following year he became president of the Teamster. Now, there's one other little article, it says he goes on, he was known for his 96 bribery conviction or whatever. I would take out of the article, now, as I said, I'm going to quote, I have a few articles today, mainly from the Jewish media, the Zionist-owned Jewish media. I mean, you'll see Jewish names, the Jewish Times. I mean, obviously, it's not an Irish Catholic paper. I'm just quoting sources. I've done the printouts, the stuff, the links I've printed elsewhere, and I've doubled and triple-checked to make sure that this wasn't, just a fake story put out there. Well, I'll do my best. You never know. Stories are planted from time to time. But one of the most important parts I got in this article, as I said, you can get it on wakeupfromyourslumber.com. Jimmy Hoffa suggests a simple reason for his support of Israel. the central role Jews have played in building up the American labor. And then he said, the leaders have all been Jewish. So this is Jimmy Hoffa, a gangster, and now we understand. Well, I hope people are starting to understand. People think, you know, the Zionists and the Jews run this, that, and the other. They don't do everything. They have minions all the way down the bushes, further down, you know, all the way down to government employees doing all the actual legwork, while they control the manipulation, the direction of whether it be a union or a government, for example, the U.S. government, which is basically a colony of Israel. We're talking about Washington, D.C., so, I mean, it's basically, that's what it is. I don't know, if some of you have to see it, these people just, you know, put out the ideas, put up the funding, and then let it work out. They're not, I know we give them a lot of, we say they're capable of doing everything, the spying and killing and Mossad and, you know, whether it's the Arabs, the Palestinians with the IDF and whatever, and their special torture gangs and whatever. They still are a powerful entity, but they're only, you know, numbered between 16 and 20 million on the planet. I think it's very important that we actually discuss it. If you take the case of, for example, America, where you have, say, 15, 16 million people that say they're Jewish. For me, if I say I'm a Catholic, I'm describing my religion. If I'm saying, where are you from? I'm Irish. You have to differentiate between the race and religion, but with the question of Judaism, Jews and Israel, it's all completely mixed up. I think it's intentional to, you know, build up this anti-Semite sentiment, which they have. They seem to be inventing new terms for it, because it's coming at them from all angles, because people are waking up. And you know, this is where I see the manipulation clear as day. But as I said, you know, they're pulling strings. Basically, they're pulling strings, whether it be politicians or whatever. If you don't see it, you don't see it. Hopefully, it was good to see, you know, people that are actually, you know, coming onto it. But the point being that, for example, of the 16 million Jewish people in America, you have probably, from the research I've done, between 70-75% that are atheists, like just about most religions, whether it be Muslims or Catholics or whatever. I mean, I wouldn't say 80% of Irish people are super Catholic, are super religious. Small percentage, 10, 20, 30%. It was a lot more when I was younger, but I think in the last two generations, the with all the different scandals in the church, that's wiped it out, plus people outside the older generation, myself, the change, the Vatican Mass from Latin, and so a lot of people got turned off and whatever. So we're talking about a very small group of Zionist Jews. I numbered them probably in the US about 60,000 with any power. Now, these were also including the judges, some of the top lawyers, some of the top finance men in New York and Wall Street. These people that got us into the subprime. And I said us because it has affected everywhere in the world. There's nowhere that there won't be any effects of this. I mean, China's got hit, the French got hit, the Swiss got hit, the Aussies got hit, the British got hit. Different countries and different companies that invest are all going to get hit. It's funny to see apparently signs going up in New York saying we accept euros now, and the shop owners are glad to get euros because the dollar is going down so fast. You're better to keep something in a slightly harder currency like the euro that's actually worth something for the moment before that's you know, removed, and we move on to the world currency, which is basically a credit card. You work, you get credits, you plug in, you stick in your credit card and whatever, and we're complete sheep, and you come in, and then it'll be too late to say, oh shit, I should have paid more attention when these guys tried to wake me up, whenever that was. I mean, that's the New York City, we now accept euros. They can actually calculate the difference. Actually, I just want to run the topic of money. I'd just like to give the shekel report. I'm going to keep my eye on the shekel. Israeli currency. The shekel is trading at about 3.65 to the dollar. It got to a 10-year high last Monday, but apparently since then it's fallen back about 2% or so. But what I like about it, it was one of the best performing currencies, and it is so far in 2008, with a gain of 5.5%. Pretty amazing. The shekel. When I looked at it the other day, it was about five and a half shekels to the euro. So I will be mentioning that in future broadcasts. Just like to mention a couple of sites. I've sent out a few invitations. Hopefully, getting Mike on from ProSync. Hope I hear back from him, get him on one of the shows and debate several. Issues, crimes of Israel, etc. And I would like to mention IamTheWitness.com, an excellent series by Darryl Bradford Smith. He's a book in a PDF format, or actually you can get it in HTML format, which is The Synagogue of Satan. And it's basically a timeline of the Rothschilds over the last 300 years. And there were several posted there this week that you can get in the archives, plus all Darryl's audios and whatever. Very well worth reading. It gives you a real going by year. I think it was from 1948 to 1974 or something this week that was out, maybe 1947. And you see the big moments that happen per year, and it just helps you join the dots up onto modern or present day, that these people in the background, they might only make one or two changes a year, whether it's a central bank decision or whatever they're doing, that the knock-on effects take some time to kick in. So would recommend that you go check out IamTheWitness.com for further reading and for further audio tips from Darryl Bradford Smith. I don't know, it's difficult to, I've been following for the last 3 or 4 weeks, I have a tendency to go and read Israeli news, Jewish publication, Haaretz, J-Post, JTA, different Zionist media that are specifically geared towards Israel, and there's a couple of shocking things going on. I mean, their disregard for 1.5 million people, they're just about to start up again cutting power to Gaza. Now, did I miss something in the last couple of weeks that Hamas blew up holes in the wall on the Egyptian side to go in for starving people, underpowered, undernourishment, sick kids, sick people, old people, lots of sick people, in the concentration camp in Gaza and the West Bank, but especially in Gaza, that these terrorists, I'm sorry, Israel called them terrorists, I don't know them, soldiers or martyrs, whatever they are, the Palestinians call them, that actually had the balls to go and blow the shite out of that wall and let the people out into Egypt. And there are brothers out there waiting to sell them everything. It was beautiful. And of course, my reading of it is, it's going to be just more provocation to say that they actually went out not to get a. I heard it, I remember the first morning I heard it was 6 a.m. news for me, and the BBC World Service reported that they got out, they broke out to get cigarettes and food. Now, it later got spinned in, they went out to get armaments and more different sorts of missiles, and of course they're Iranian made missiles because the war machine, the war against Iran is still on. NIE reports doesn't mean nothing, the Congress has thrown it out, Bush kicked out, he couldn't read it anyway, he's an idiot. And the Jewish hawks, the neocons, the dual passport holders have nothing got to do with, absolutely nothing got to do with that report. The war is on the cards. Interesting as well, the different conspiracies going on around about the cables, underwater cables being cut, reading in some places that some of the cables that were cut actually cut Iran off the internet, which is possible. I was reading a hit piece on it last night, and were saying, "Oh, people make but these were actually two power failures. So two of the five lines that were cut were actually power failures." If you buy that, then again, that was a Zionist own website. So moving on. I was reading an article this morning by Warren Buffett, one of the richest men in the world, and he was just saying it's payback time for the bankers for taking all these risks, but I'd have to disagree with him because I don't see the payback here at all. Pay off maybe, all the central banks owned by the same people, bailing out the big banks, whether it be JP Morgan, Chase Bank, all these banks are the founding banks of the central federal Reserve Bank, that prints money in the US, belongs to the same people. So who are the first people to bail out? Themselves. The UK, you know, forked out with 30 billion quid, about $60 billion, to save Northern Rock. But I have to let's see what happens in the next quarter to two quarters, because a lot of these results will have to filter down the system. It won't take too long, won't take forever, while the banks try to hide what they really lost in speculative over-the-counter derivatives, that the money never exists. So we're in basically an economy of about $750 trillion, $50 trillion in real money, real assets, if you call it real money, fiat money, and then about up to 700 trillion in derivatives, which are forward-based speculation on anything from orange juice to pork bellies to steel to anything, to hedge. Basically, a bank takes a position and they want to hedge the risk, they want to protect the risk or not get too burnt, easy growth, steady growth. That's why normally the hedge funds don't dart up, like shoot up like some of these more speculative NASDAQ type funds that they've had over in the 90s that rooked all the middle to lower class people that they fooled to get into the stock market at that time. You know, anyway, moving on. Ron Paul, how's Ron Paul? Mitt Romney's out, still not waiting for any miracles. What is he hoping for them to drop out? Basically, I give him my thing is Hillary McCain, 2008. McCain wins. I know it's the Democrats' turn to get in. It's possible McCain comes in, takes Lieberman as his vice president. He drops dead or they assassinate him. And in 2009, we'll have our first dual citizen Israeli Jewish president of America. But as I said, it's a colony of Israel. So look into that. Can't wait for that. By the way, it's fairly fucking boring as a non-American, all this election spin. And all you hear is the no spin zone, the spin zone. Pinheads and whatever, or really, or vanity, two idiots. Fox News, the other channels aren't much better. The murder channels are terrible. I was rereading a statistic. The more Americans, or probably a lot of Europeans, are very popular here in Europe, especially in BitTorrent or on direct video downloads from Google and whatever, is the Daily Show and the Colbert Report. And more young people get their news, and especially about politics, from these two shows than they do from the mainstream media. Another excellent thing about this writer's strike, oh, I know, I think they've fixed it up for the Oscars. They reckon that they might possibly have lost 25% of their television audience that they reckon will never come back. They've actually been taken away from the television because none of their good shows were on, so they wouldn't tune in and they start doing other things like reading or doing more, or listening to more radio shows or whatever they're doing. But they're not going to go back to television, and that will hurt advertisement. But I think that will also push them more into the internet if they're not already there. Like you have Google buying up YouTube. Who are the backers of Google? Who really holds the real stuff? Because a company can be worth, you know, they can be worth 50 billion or 10 billion or a billion, but that might only be 10% of their entire company value that's floated on the stock market. So you know, you need to look into little things like that. Moving on. What I was saying there earlier was about the Jewish media, especially the genre of Israeli owned that report on stuff happening in Israel. They're going to need to solve. I mean, how can the rest of the world sit by and let this concentration camp get worse and worse that's been going on for 40 years? You know, it's quite, for me, I find it, you know, very revolting and very strange that a small group of us, not just on the internet, but I mean people in real life, are very, very supportive. And it's probably not a small group, it's probably a very, very powerful group of people that actually, real people that actually support the Palestinians over Israel because of what's going on. I mean, we hear about a few rockets going in. You see very little about it. I'm not saying they don't go in. It's not like Mossad has never funded any paramilitary on the Muslim, on the Arab side. So, I mean, I'm just very distrustful of the Jewish-owned media. I'm just very distrustful. There's an agenda going on, absolutely going on. You see it or you don't. There's very little bad said about Israel. I mean, you're a heretic. You're an anti-Semite, if you say. Now, this definition of an anti-Semite is, even if you question the apartheid terrorist state of Israel, you know, with their IDF and Mossad, which are, you know, they remove people from sovereign nations and bring them back there and put them up on trial. That's terrorism. I mean, look it up. Maybe just another definition. We're not reading out of the same book or something. But I mean, that's totally unacceptable. Everyone's out to get them. I don't think it is. I think they've been very, they maybe call it proactive, but it's called terrorism. I mean, they can list the places that they attacked the USS Liberty, you have the Pollard scandal, the spy on the American IT telephone network, there was involvement in 9/11. This stuff goes on. Listen, I'm going to take a little music break here. I'm going to go out for getting a bit wound up here, and I get back to the crimes of Israel. Now, this isn't the crimes of 20 million Jews, and a lot of people need to, oh, that's you're just against the Jews. This is crimes against the leaders, the political movers and shakers, and the people that pulled their strings in Israel. For not all IDF will go. A lot of them are resigning, won't go there. They have some scruples that they won't actually go and kill Arabs. It'll get them nothing. They need to address this 40-year issue. They can't live off this Holocaust story forever. The more and more comes out about it, the story looks very shaky. It's very shaky. You know, you're a heretic if you denounce the 6 million number. Auschwitz. The crack came from 4 million in ovens in Auschwitz down to 1.1 million. The numbers still rest at 6. And Jewish people say, yeah, but the numbers could have been between 6 and 9 million. No, excuse me. No. The number is 6 million. You can't debate the 6 million. They'll put you in prison, even if you're a lawyer of a Holocaust denier. They go after deniers. And one famous one is in prison. His lawyer has just been put in prison for basically defending him. In Germany, which is another... basically, the power echelon is basically another conclave of this Zio-Jewish Israeli mess. And they're taking a strong stance. The British are going to now send two representatives from every school in Britain to Auschwitz to keep the story alive. How many more generations are going to have to pay for it? I mean, the people of Israel, you can't take this as, take it as criticism all you like, but I mean, you can't expect to be getting free handouts. Your economy is doing well, even in rough times. You've got a top-class defence industry. All the IT seems to be going there. More money goes into Israel than goes into all of the other Arab countries in investment-wise. Even more, I think, than I read than Europe. It's amazing from outside money I'm talking about. So, I mean, sometime you're going to have to pay back yourselves. There's lots of examples of that around. I might get into that in the second part of the show. I'm just going to leave you with the police. I'm going to have a quick smoke. I'll be back with you in a second. The police.
Like a soul.
And I'm back with you. I was reading an interesting little story from GNN.TV, which was about the Diebold voting machines, you know, in the time of elections. Either the government is so incompetent that it does not prioritize the security guidelines of its voting machine vendors, or the government simply wants lax security on the machines. Regardless, it is appalling how inadequate Diebold security measures are at the end user level and in their corporate practices. So basically the story goes, it was revealed in the course of last summer's landmark virus hack of the Diebold touchscreen voting system at the Princeton University that the company actually uses the same key for all its machines. So one guy who was a very smart guy, not that bright, he went to their website, and they had a photo of the key on their website, and the guy was apparently able to make a replica key from the photo on their website. You got to love that. Diebold voting machines absolutely is what we need. We'll be doing a broadcast shortly. It's something I'm looking into, which is the Rosenbergs, very famous during the end of the war into the 50s, and they were killed for spying in 1953, passing nuclear secrets to the Russians. I will do that. I want to cover that in another show, but I want to spend a bit more time with that, and I need to do a bit more research. There's a new exhibition opening up in Berlin. The exhibition is entitled Anti-Semitism, Anti-Zionism, and Criticism of Israel. And this is what I was just saying before the break, that now to be called an anti-Semite if you criticize Israel. So basically, if you think that Israel is wrong for cutting the power and medicine and water and heating and electricity to the Gaza Strip, where you have over 1 million people living, if you think that's wrong, well, you're an anti-Semite. So this is how bad it's going. But this has to turn around one day, and people will say, hey, no, I know five Jewish people, I like them, they're good buddies, no problem, you know, nice woman and whatever. It won't last forever. They're playing this card, putting kind of the Jewish, people that say they're Jews, whether it be religion, even if they're not religious, putting them up on the chopping block, and they're creating outfits like B'nai B'rith, Freemasons, the ADL. This is what they're doing. I mean, the ADL doesn't survive unless there's anti-Semitism set up illegally after a Jewish man raped a young slave girl in 1915. The ADL are a bunch of scumbags. Abe Foxman can kiss my ass. He needs anti-Semitism more than we need them. So basically, you can put that whatever way you want it. But these people are creating it. There's lots of websites out there. You'll see Jews did 9/11, and Jews did this, and Jews did that. Anyone, I think, serious in the anti-Zionist movement, which is an absolute, you know, people said there's a left movement and there's a, you know, different movements and whatever. I think we definitely need to be. I think a lot of people should pay more attention to what's being said. One of the top forums would be Wake Up From Your Slumber. It's amazing there. I just typed into a search engine a couple of hours ago before I started the show, and I was doing some notes. I said Jimmy Hoffa in Israel in Google, and the first site that came up was Wake Up From Your Slumber, taken 1 hour previously by Google. So it's obviously a forum that they're keeping an eye on. There's some excellent information there, and I would definitely recommend that you check it out. As I said, the Rosenberg's an upcoming show. I'd just like to give a heads up to prothink.org. I was just reading, he has a story called Israel's Toy Soldiers. It was written on the 1st of October 2007 by Chris Hedges. And I'll just read part of it. If you're a young Muslim American and you head off to the Middle East for a spell in one of the fundamentalist madrasas or religious school, Homeland Security will probably greet you at the airport when you return. But if you're an American Jew and you join hundreds of of teenagers from Europe and Mexico for an 8-week training course run by the Israeli Defense Forces, you can expect to, you know, just walk back in. That's the difference. Depends on who they're looking for. Anyway, that's an article you can find on ProThink, ProThink.org. I had a couple of other I don't really particularly have to address forum issues as such on this new Radio Augustine, part of the Info Underground. I'm just going to stick to what things that disgust me, or things that I find, you know, amusing, or what the news I've been going on about. And I was reading a story reported in the Zionist on Reuters, a small little outfit called Reuters, about a guy called Wajid Shabani, who Palestinian Christian. He married a Muslim, and he's actually living in East Jerusalem, the Arab quarter of Jerusalem that the Jews are pushing into expanding. I mean, you know, the separation mean nothing to these people. They're just going to push out and out and out. They're going to push all the Arabs out. Now, this guy has a small home there with his family, and he's been offered checks and even an open check to leave. They want them out so the Jews can, you know, take more home for the Jews, for this influx of the Russian Jews, the Ashkenaz, the non-Semite people. They're more Asian than Semite, but and this guy was just saying, you know, some of the conditions have improved, you know, water and water and electricity and stuff like that to his particular house. But he said that, you know, he does have Jewish neighbours, but he said there's such a mistrust. He said not particularly against his local Jewish people, but he just said these people have bitten them for the last 40 or 50 years. Why should he trust them? I think this is a question of trust with Israel. You don't have many friends because you're too proactive, you're too pro-action illegally. How many UN resolutions have you broken? 50. The UN is another run by the Rothschilds anyway, so I mean, I understand why Israel says, fuck you, UN, you're nobodies. I have a very bad impression of the UN myself personally. I have done for many years, that out of every $100 sent to the UN in these special causes, whether it's for Palestine or for Somalia, 90% goes on paperwork, administrative costs, and giving these big salaries to these fucking useless morons that fly around town with their CD plates and their big supercars and police escorts and whatever, completely, you know, bypassing all the local laws. Apparently where I live, since we do have a UN here, I have no respect for these people. I think it's a waste of time. But then again, I know where did they get the land from? The New York headquarters of the UN. Who owned the land before the UN? Who gave it to them? Same people. Go and check it out. Who owned the land there before there? I was going to leave you with a story about a... a new Israeli movie coming up called Black Like Me, or based on a play like Black Like Me, directed by a guy called Jamie Kastner. And the guy said he just got tired of people coming up and saying to him, are you a Jew? Are you Jewish? And he did a little movie, but it'll wait for another time. A little bit of a quick rant. I don't need to deal with it. I think we could just all short and sweet, get to the point, read my little bit of news. And we have, as I said, we have some other show coming up. I should have a couple of guests coming up. More information about the new forums are coming up. As I said, not part of Conspiracy Central anymore. Do support the Tracker, however. I do support several other forums and several other sites. Our friends over at BewareOfThis.info. Very good news over there. Sorry to see that Charles left RBN. Piper doesn't seem to be around either. We're getting... I think I'll leave you with this one. Greg Szymanski. Where did he get this guy from? Just don't understand. He's going on about the Jesuit New World Order, the Vatican controlled, or the Vatican run 9/11. He's obviously, I know the fumes have been up, and I've downloaded some, so I've been doing some homework on this guy. And he's going on about, you know, well, he's already proven that they own the Zionists. Is this guy out of his fucking mind? Is he insane? I mean, is he? He seems to be, in my opinion, another paid disinfo guy, which is out there just to be, he's always niggling at Alex Jones. It's Alex Jones, if you haven't figured out Alex Jones by now. And he brings up the same arguments that the anti-Zionists bring up, but however, I don't see the Knights of Malta or the Templar Knights, whoever you want to call them, the Vatican, the Jesuits, pulling NORAD's little strings on the day of 9/11. I don't see this huge Jesuit lobby group. I see the Israeli lobby, the Jewish lobby, basically in their own little country in part of Israel, Washington D.C. So. I don't know, this guy is completely insane to me, but I like some of the information, the old time information, but I think he's missing the plot, and I think he's there just to put as a counter maybe to people like maybe Gary Bradford Smith and his criticism of Alex Jones. Even in my latest last turn to kind of piss Mike off, I used Alex Jones' words. He just does not want to talk about Jews or Zionists. He's in big time now. He's nearly in Hollywood. More luck to you, Alex, but you'll pay for it another time. You had the mic now. You have a huge audience. You don't want to talk about the Israeli moving companies, End Moving Company, the dancing Israelis, the the different... how about this money transfer from the Pakistani general to Mohammed Atta, the 100,000? How about telling us which banks that went through? Mohammed Atta got 100,000. How about checking out some details? He said, oh, it's the Rockefellers, the Rothschilds, and this, that, and the other. But he's kind of guiding people away from it. And, you know, it's the King of Spain. He owns the auto routes, the motorway in Texas, and whatever, putting people away. Actually, I'm going to leave you on, actually, on something else I have to mention. I ended up surfing somewhere, I don't know, I went from a link to a link to a link to a link to a link as it goes, and I came across, now it's possible this is on one of the trackers, but I think it's possible it's a turn that I got from one of the turn trackers, I'm not so sure, I can't remember, and it's called Hawk's Cafe, and it's a guy called the Jack Stockwell radio show, and he's in Utah. And he interviewed these two or three guys that own a website called hawkscafe.com or .org. I'm not so sure. I had a look on the site, bullshit site. But these guys have a totally different interpretation of what happened on 9/11. They go into great details. I'm up onto show number 3, and basically they're blaming the mafia. It's the mafia. They got everyone in compromising positions, the same as being used to hear about everyone else, and that they moved up to British Columbia and they're running the show from Canada. A couple of interesting facts. Obviously, they couldn't just come up and spout bullshit. They got some more, a little bit more information that the guy actually running Global Guardian, one of these military exercises, was a charge on the day of 9/11. At the time, 9/11 was a Canadian colonel, or general, sorry. And that actually 2 months prior to that, they had the exact same flight mission as they did on 9/11. So, I mean, as I said, there were some interesting ones. Don't have any more. I can't remember where I got it from. The Jack Stockwell radio show, and there are 6 audios. I haven't. They're in M4A format. I've converted a few to MP3. Worth to listen to all the same, but you know, once it's just kind of more no planers and whatever, and check it out for people looking for more information on 9/11. I would always say follow the money. You're never going to go too wrong if you follow the money. It's always thereabouts. You, no one gets anything done. All the wars and whatever. Plus upcoming shows, I'm going to still pound away at the same things. Just, you know, putting the picture a little bit clearer in my own head, kind of. Not trying to, I don't know, share my thoughts on what I'm learning, what I'm interpreting. I have a very interesting news. Shit, I almost said I was going to keep it short. I have a very interesting news clip from La Suisse, which is a Swiss newspaper, French newspaper from 1983. An interesting article. I'm going to get it scanned and I'll have it translated. It was a very interesting article which mentions Hitler. Now, Hitler came to rise in the early 20s, but apparently in 1920 he arrived. Now, as I said, I'll give more details. We do have the article and I will get it scanned and I'll have the text, actually. I'll translate it myself. And basically, he took a plane somewhere, Hitler, and he arrived in some town, somethingburg, not Nuremberg, Herderberg, or something like that. And the minute he got off the plane, he was told by a very prominent Zionist Jew to get back on the plane, or he'd be dead because the crowd were out to arrest him and kill him. And he got topped straight back on the plane and disappeared. Now, this is from the 1983 La Suisse newspaper. I will, in the probably Sunday or Sunday show, joined by my co-host, the Information Underground. I'll hopefully have a scan of it ready. Hopefully, we'll see. I'll have a scan of it and I'll post it somewhere on the internet so people can actually look at it and look at my translation and see if I'm, you know, this is actually from a newspaper. It's called Doing a Bit of Research and a Bit of Look. The clip we found in a very old book, a buddy of ours, a Czech guy called Pavel, a musician, he died of a nasty cancer. And his wife was cleaning out some books, and he had a newspaper clipping in one of his old jazz books. And my buddy, being a jazz man, he got the jazz stuff. And we found that clipping. It's very, very interesting clipping and very well taken in 1983. Anyway, I'm going to leave you a little bit of music. This is the Augster saying goodbye on the very first Augstein, the Radio Augstein. You will be hearing more. I will release this on several BitTorrent trackers. I'll use several announce URLs. I can't trust any one particular one. I will hopefully upload it to Mega Upload, and you will probably get a link for the moment, since on Wake Up From Your Slumber I'll probably post it there, and on our new forums. But as I said, more news about that coming up. We're back to, you have a choice of Rammstein or The Police. I think we'll finish the show with Rammstein, and I'll talk to you very soon. Sunday, we're on for Sunday night co-hosting Back to Normal.
Sie kommt aus dem weißen Haus und vor Paris geht.